Welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. This week, Nick tells me all about the fun he had up in Madison at the Great Taste of the Midwest, and I check out the Northdown Cafe for some beer and pinball. All that and more on this week's episode of Chicago Beer Pass. What did we do these last 3 weeks, Zoe? What'd you make it to?
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw.
And welcome back to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, I'm Nick White.
And on Chicago Beer Pass, we're talking about all things alcohol-related around Chicago, I guess. Mainly a lot of beer stuff, you know, talking about the events we went to, festivals we have attended, as well as stuff coming up that you should be checking out, and we should be checking out, really. We come across all these events, we only make it to a handful of them. There's so many events, you know, we just wanted to share them with everyone else and let them know what they should be going to.
Yeah, absolutely, man. We'll talk about last week a little bit. We'll talk about this coming up week and maybe even more than that.
Oh, yeah. And then we have to be drinking. This is a beer show, So we should be drinking. We usually try to stick with local Chicagoland beers.
Yeah.
But this past weekend was a Great Taste of Midwest.
Yeah.
And you went to New Glarus.
I mean, if you're on your way to Madison, Wisconsin, you have to stop in New Glarus.
Okay.
You know, it's mandatory.
Nice.
So I picked up the Yokel, which is their unfiltered Wisconsin lager.
Okay.
Yeah. So we haven't cracked this one open yet. I mean, we haven't poured it yet because we've been drinking the summer ale from Haymarket.
Right. So we started off, we kicked it off, stayed local. We drank some Haymarket Summer Pale 2.0.
Yeah.
Stopped there for lunch, you know, always a nice good spot for lunch. Filled up the growler, you know, sipping on that before this. But yeah, Yokel.
Yeah, so this is like their Zwickel beer, and you've seen a lot of those. The only one I've had really was the one from Metropolitan last year. I forget the name of it. And then they had it again this year. This year it's called Heliostat. Last year it was called something else. So, yeah, there's a Zwickel beer. It's basically just a fresh, unfiltered lager. Basically.
And so did this come in six packs, four packs?
Yeah, the cool part about their beer depot, their to-go store, is that you can mix and match the six-pack. So this comes in a six-pack,
okay. But
you can mix and match it with any other six-pack they have. So you can get Spotted Cow and Moon Man, and you can mix and match any of those. So I think I got three Yokels, three Moon Mans.
Oh, cool.
Moon Man's my favorite beer from them, I think.
That is a good beer, yeah.
Yeah, so.
So have you been to New Glarus multiple times, the brewery?
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. This was the first time where I actually did the brewery tour.
Okay.
Like, there's two versions. You know, you can get a guided tour, but those are all booked in advance. And then there's a self-guided tour.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time I've just walked through the brewery. And it's a pretty, it's very pristine, you know? Like, it just looks like, it almost feels like a...
Brand new?
Yeah, like a functioning, like a museum almost. It looks really cool.
Oh, nice.
They got the really big copper tanks, which is nice.
Okay.
That's not something you ever see. So I was talking to Tom Quarter at the fest, and he said, I'm like, dude, does copper impact the brewing at all?
Uh-huh.
He's like, no, it's just for aesthetics. I think a long time ago, people used copper, but then I think ultimately steel was better. So some people use copper, almost like a copper jacket, but on the inside,
it's steel.
It's still steel.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like visually, it looks really cool.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was good, man. So we stopped there, and then we went to the Great Taste of the Midwest, man.
Right. Which is basically, if you don't know the Great Taste of the Midwest, it's kind of like the Great American Beer Fest for the Midwest.
Basically, yeah, and it's outdoors at a park, and the park sits on a lake.
Mm-hmm.
6,000 tickets. Wow. 160 breweries.
And you can only buy the tickets in Wisconsin, technically.
Super weird how they do that. They're very old school. It kind of reminds me of the Chicago Beer Society. Like, if you want to go to a Beer Society event, you have to actually, like, get an envelope and a stamp and mail them, like, a check, like a personal check.
Write a check.
It's like, yeah. And so they're kind of the same way, right? It's like, oh, you want to go to this party? Oh, well, you need to come here and stand in line on this day.
Right. Write us a check.
Yeah. And then write us a check.
Two forms ID.
Yeah. It's the Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Club, I think they call it. Yeah, so this is a great party. It's one of my favorite parties. I mean, because, you know.
So how many breweries are there usually? Do you know of?
Yeah, so I think 160 this year, and there was a waiting list of 50. And then there were a lot of breweries this year. In the booklet, they identified all the rookies. You know, so you could flip through the book and see who was making their debut.
Oh, awesome! You okay.
Know? So a lot of local breweries made their debut this year. You know, Pipeworks, Unani, and Dry Hop, and One Trick Pony, and Off Color.
Oh, cool!
A lot of local guys made their debut. It's in Wisconsin, so obviously Wisconsin has a proportionately larger number of overall breweries in this party.
Mm-hmm,
I think
right.
like they've got almost 70 breweries, and then the closest one to them is Illinois with like 30.
Okay.
And then there's like, you know, the other ones are in the teens, you know.
Minnesota and
Yeah. So it was cool, man. So I got this book, right, that we talked about on the show, the Locally Brewed with Anna Blessing.
Mm-hmm, right.
So I got this book and 22 breweries in this book. They're all Midwestern breweries. So I spent the whole party just getting this book signed.
Oh, cool.
That's
okay.
Kind of all I did.
So did you get all 22?
I didn't want to cheat, right? So I wanted to get your signature if you were actually in the book. But then, like, in a case like Larry Bell, who's like this 80-year-old dude, like, he's not going to, what is he doing at Great Taste, you know? So I'm like, if either you're the brewmaster or the founder, or you're like the daughter or son of a founder.
Okay.
You know, so like, for example, like Dark Horse, like the brewmasters weren't there. Founders of brewmasters weren't there. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I didn't get every single one, but I did, you know, I did the best I could, I thought.
Portion? Okay, nice.
Yeah. So the coolest part was, you know, Doug from Metro, he signed it, Just Keep Tasting, which was cool.
Okay.
And then, so I'm like, well, shit, you know, I got to get Tracy to sign it. You know, Tracy kind of intimidates me, you know. I don't know why. She's actually really sweet. So, you know, I'm like, hey, Tracy, you know, can I get your autograph for this book? She's like, oh, man, that's pretty cool. So then she's like, well, what do I say? I want to say something inspiring. And I'm like, just listen to your heart.
Okay.
And she's like, no. And then I was like, oh, well, just sign something in another language inspiring. She's like, I'm going to sign this fucking book in Klingon. She's a huge Star Trek fan. So so she's like, I'm going to sign this book in Klingon. So she writes this weird like Klingon thing.
Do you know what she wrote?
I have no idea. I mean, I got the book, but what it says, I don't know.
But she didn't tell you what it was?
No.
Okay.
No. So the mystery continues.
So now you have to go to like a techie conference and be like, can you translate this for me? She probably wrote something like, fuck you, Nick.
Beat it. Yeah. Jerk in Klingon. So it was cool, man. You know, like Dan Carey. I got everybody. I got 18 signatures out of the 22.
Oh, wow. That's really good.
So that's I spent a lot of my time doing that. It's a really good party.
Any drinking or just?
Oh, yeah. We drank a lot.
Okay. All right.
And we drank a lot. You know, what you want to do with this thing is go to the Real Ale Tent. You know, a lot of good stuff in there. Darkness on Cask. A lot of like Kunin Brewery had a really nice. Like a Berliner Weiss.
Oh, I forgot about those guys.
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
They're like, Floyd's had like a some sort of blueberry sour on with like some weird like, you know, French name.
Interesting.
That was pretty good. I never really get a sour from Floyd's.
No.
Yeah, it was a good party. It's hard to sample everybody, so basically.
It's huge. The last year I went. It was like took me almost the whole time just to walk around the whole fest one time.
Yeah.
It's like you run into everyone, you see stuff you want to try, and then you have to wait to try the next one. So
yeah, they do a really good job of like hourly tappings.
Mm-hmm.
So hourly tappings and the booths on the corners of each row have like a theme to them. So those are the things that those are some of the staples that happen every year.
Okay.
This year was cool because you could if you were a brewer you could sell your own merch in your booth, and I don't think that happened in the past.
Oh no.
Yeah. So.
So lots of t-shirts and hats and.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, real quick, like New Holland, their theme was Caddyshack. So like you know they had the whole golf course theme.
Oh,
you know,
cool.
It was like an R.I.P. to Harold Ramis kind of thing, and it was huge. Like, I would say every year it seems like, you know, Goose, New Holland, and Revolution all kind of take the whole theme of the booth seriously.
Right, yeah.
You know? And Bell's, too. Bell's had a Shark Week theme.
Okay.
Yeah, and those are the ones, like, those are consistently the guys that, like, well, look, we're going all out with this theme.
Yeah.
Goose's booth seemed like it was larger than, like, everything else there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, because they recreated, like, the whole stage from, like, the Blues Brothers.
Right.
It was cool. They had, like, a Bourbon County Jail. Like, they had a booth where you could actually, like, hold up, like, a, you know, that thing they give you when you're taking mug shots and the wall behind
yeah.
you. Like, it was actually a pretty impressive layout.
Oh, so you could get a photo taken, too?
Exactly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they had their own band. I'm like, oh, God, this is cool.
Crazy.
It was pretty legit. And they were making, they had a beer cocktail expo, you know, so Suzanne and Eric Ponce, they were making... they did like an actual presentation on how to make cocktails with goose beers.
Okay.
So that was neat. And yeah, just a good time. I think the fest was cool. I love the fest, but you know what else was just as cool is like all the pre and post stuff that happens. You know?
Right. That's usually what you hear from brewers and people that are going up ahead of time. Like, you could almost just go for those events the day before and head home.
Exactly. So there's this weird, well, it's not weird, it's a children's museum. Then there's there's a brewers event at that museum, and it's like you know, the night before. Okay. And the museum's got like six different levels, and they're serving like, you know, 10-year age cheddar on the roof, and there's like, you know, they got these snakes and these ferrets you can play with, and and then everybody kind of climbs on these little kids rides. It's kind of wacky. The pizza it was good. And then yeah, after the fest Saturday night, everybody just kind of shuts down every bar in town. It's just a good getaway weekend, you know.
Nice. So then at the fest, was there a beer that was like stand out for you, or even one you heard that people were going nuts over?
Yeah, I heard that. I was trying to stay away from local, because last year I was like, Haymarket, Solemn Oath, Fire Rabbit were all like in a row.
Okay.
And I've stayed in this section for like 3.5 days for like almost a whole day. And I was like, well, I got to do something different.
Yeah.
So I was trying to go to other booths, and I really like the Shorts has one. It was like, I'm going to have to look it up. I'll look it up before the show's over.
Okay.
But it was like something about Shorts Revenge. It was like an imperial, like agave wheat that was really tasty. Bell's had like a ridiculous version of Two Hearted on. It was like a 16% version of Two Hearted. Yeah.
Okay.
But people were really buzzing about off-color stuff. They were talking about, in specific, the Barrel-Aged Dino S'mores.
Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't make it to off-color. People were talking a lot about Toppling Goliath, which is a brewery, I believe, in Iowa.
Okay, yeah, I feel like I've heard that name before. So
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. They've got like Pseudo Sue is their pale, and then they got a stout. People were buzzing about them. So yeah, it's really a chance to just get out and really just learn who these breweries are.
Yeah, there's so many popping up, and like you said, they had that rookie list. So I felt like that probably was a great way for all these people who, oh my God, this is a new brewery that's first time here and one I never heard of. So
exactly.
You could almost get lost in, I'm sure, that list of almost 200 breweries. Like,
it's intimidating, man. I love the format where, you know, you can list the breweries. You can see the breweries alphabetically. You can see the breweries by state.
Yeah.
And then you could sort them by rookies. The app was good, too. There's an Android version and an iPhone version.
Oh, nice, because I know that book is, like, it's thick. You pick it up, and you're almost overwhelmed. You're like, but all right, forget this. I'm just going to wander.
It's impressive. My favorite part is, like, you know, everybody puts a theme out on these end booths, right, except for Three Flights. Haymarket had a Monty Python theme with, spam. Everything was spam. Spam, and everybody's wearing, like, little sailor hats.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Revolution's theme was like, you know, almost like a pool party. So you come over, you get a Rev beer, you sit in a chair, and you put your feet in like these little inflatable pools.
No, neat.
And then, you know, we had talked about New Blues. Holland and Goose. Mm-hmm. Those are pretty cool. Capitals was like a wrestling theme. So these are all the end caps. So there's rows of breweries, and then at the end caps are the theme breweries, right?
And Three Floyds.
Three Floyds is like, look, we're Three Floyds. Do you want some Vanilla Bean Dark Lord or not? You know, if you don't, beat it. We're not giving you a goddamn thing. You know, it was so typical.
This ain't a show. This is beer.
Right. It was so typical Three Floyds, you know, which was kind of funny. So, yeah.
Cool. Man, sounds like a fun weekend.
It was a good time.
You know, I kind of took it easy, but the other night I went over to Northdonk Cafe. Is it Tap Room and Cafe?
Yeah.
And this was my first time there. I went over there for pinball tournament league that I'm a part of.
They got pinball?
Yeah, they got a few pinball machines back there. And so I've heard good things about this. There's a lot of events that happen there. We mention events all the time that happen there.
Yeah, right? I know the Lions, Tigers, and Bears, oh my, the fundraiser for this wildlife society up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I know that's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And as soon as I walk in, also coming in is John Lafler.
Good old Johnny Lafler.
Basically, I think everyone there knows him. I think he comes in there, he said, like, almost every day. Yeah. So chatted with him for a little while about Great Taste.
Yeah.
And he's got a couple new beers coming out that one just went out to the distributor, so we should see that in stores soon. Another one's, I think he said getting bottled, or he showed me the label. It looks really nice.
Yeah.
Little grain mouse on there.
Got to have the grain. It's not an all-colored beer if there's not the little grain mouse
right,
on there.
Right, exactly.
I remember the first time we saw the mouse, we're like, I'm like, so can you tell us about this ferret on your lawn? He's like, it's a grain mouse. He was very adamant about that. So,
but Northdown, it's nice. They have great beer selection. They're running like a lot of the Beer Camp beers at the moment. Mm-hmm. But I saw this beer from Three Floyds, Fantasmo, which is their Mexican lager, like 3.5%. And I was like, I got to stay focused on pinball. Drink 3.5% beer. Game time.
We're starting to lean towards that. I know I am too. I remember the first beer I went for at Great Taste was it was a cream ale from Sun King.
Okay.
Yeah, it was called like Sunlight Cream Ale or something.
Nice. Yeah.
Really small.
Don't see too many cream ales.
No, you don't.
Not creamy. They're not
no,
creamy.
No, it's not a creamy beer. You know.
But that's all. But yeah, Northdown Cafe. I feel like. Check it out. The food looked great. I didn't get any food, but people were ordering stuff. And we were kind of in that back area. You were saying, like, you go in,
right.
And there's, like, the bar, and you're like, oh, this is kind of nice.
That's a nice bar.
And then past the kitchen are the pinball machines and bathroom, and then, like, a whole nother seating area.
Right.
So that's kind of awesome. Good place to hang out and, you know, grab some beers.
I like that place. It's on a good strip, too. I know the Green Lady's, like, right down the street.
Oh, that's
like,
right.
Like, walking
okay.
distance from there. Yeah.
Man, yeah, that's like a little section right there I don't make it to very often. It's a little bit of like 3-4 miles from my house. So
he's like, I need 1 to 2 mile radius.
Right. Well, Bangers and Lace is like, I could almost jump there. That's yeah. like perfect.
So right.
Anything
get,
there, I'm
you
going.
You get past 2 miles in Chicago and you're like, I don't know if I'm going over there.
Yeah, this is going to take me a while.
a little too far north. A little too far west.
That was basically my week, just hanging out, relaxing, you know, seeing all the fun stuff people are posting from Great Taste. But, yeah, I say we get into this coming week, and, you know, we're going to be gone next week.
Yeah, man, we're getting out of town, yeah. You know?
We're both actually going to be in the Pacific Northwest region.
We're going to be up northwest, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not together.
No.
Just separate
trips. Yeah, you're going to Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Getting out of town.
Yeah, visit the family up there.
Yeah, I'm going to a hot farm, not too far from Oregon.
Right.
I'll be in...
Idaho, right?
Idaho, okay. Yeah. So that should be fun. I'm sure we'll definitely have some stuff to talk about.
For sure, yeah. So we'll get into some events that are a little farther out, just since we're not going to be back next week. But you can, of course, follow along on our Facebook page. We share a lot of events there that might pop up in between us recording. So like us up there so you can see what's happening. But yeah, let's get into it. I think there's a couple fun things this weekend.
Yeah, so things get started tomorrow night, actually, up at Hopleaf. So there's an event with Off Color and Metropolitan called Two Zwickles Walk Into a Bar. So okay. it's fitting because we had a Zwickle-style beer on the show just now.
And whoa, bringing it all together. Crazy.
And it's all coming full circle on Chicago Beer Fest. Yeah, so Zwickle, I believe it refers to like a component of the brewing system where you can sample the beer before it's completely done fermenting, just to check for quality, that kind of thing. I think
okay.
in German that's called a Zwickel, that little device that lets you sample the beer.
Like a spoon?
No. or a faucet where you can pour some beer out. Well, either or. So, yeah, so it just refers to like a fresh... unfiltered lager in this case. I think both of these are those style beers. Metro makes one called Heliostat, which is really good at Great Taste.
Oh,
and then All Colors got one. The name of theirs escapes me, but that the same beer, the same type of beer.
Same type, okay.
And they're going to be at Hopleaf on Wednesday. That's 7 p.m. They're going to be tapping those beers.
Cool.
Yeah. So that's Wednesday, August 13th.
Nice. And then what, this weekend is the Oak Park... Is it Oak Park Review? Or
yeah, Oak Park Microbrew Review.
Microbrew Review.
Right. It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah.
The hashtag for that. Jeez.
That's ridiculous. You're going to run out of characters hashtagging this.
And so this is this the third or fourth year?
I think it's like the fifth.
Oh, whoa, okay. Yeah. I'm way behind. I've never gone to this.
That's a good party. I went 2 years ago.
Okay.
That's a really good party. Downtown Oak Park has like all these cobblestone streets.
Right, yeah.
It's just really cool.
Yeah, I've been biked through there a couple times. That's nice.
Yeah, so
But this fest, so it's this weekend. I feel like I'm out of town this weekend a lot, so yeah. I don't usually make it to it. But yeah, so it's in Oak Park.
This is the Illinois Craft Brewers Guild. So those are the folks that bring you FOBAB as well as Chicago Craft Beer Week. Mm-hmm. And this is their largest single event. So this is their largest event, like there is Oak Park.
Okay.
So every year they do what's called the Replicale. So all the breweries get together. There's one style of beer and all the breweries make it. You get it in VIP. And then I think they get all these same ingredients, but then you can choose your own hops.
Okay.
And then the whole point is to really kind of appreciate all the subtleties of a style with over all these different breweries making it.
Okay. The Haymarket one's on tap right now. It was there. So definitely try it before the event. Be like, been there, done that.
Done. Next. Yeah. So Oak Park's a good one. It's one of the better summer events, Oak Park. Yeah.
But this, so it's going to have 180 different beers from 72 different Illinois craft brewers and some national favorites. There'll be food and music. It's always a good event. I've seen photos from that and see people talk about it. It just looks like a great afternoon. And I think the weather's going to be really nice for it too. Yeah. So should be a good day.
So that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Anything else happening Saturday?
That's all I got for Saturday.
Okay.
So we'll move right into Sunday.
Sounds good.
All right. So Sunday, we've got the Chicago Brewers Beanbag Tournament of the World.
Okay. Beanbag, like toss? Like,
yeah. Like, throw,
like cornhole?
Like cornhole. Like okay. Let's play bags. Some bags.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is going to be at Slapshot. So Slapshot's out in Little Village. So basically near like 33rd and like Kedzie. Right?
Okay.
And they're doing a beanbag tournament. They're going to roast a pig. They're going to be grilling like burgers and brats. There's like a $10 entry fee. And they're going to have a beanbag tournament all day on Sunday. That's going to be starts at noon and it'll go until 7.
Okay.
That's rain or shine. So there's
Slapshot. No, they didn't put on the Dyson burger.
Oh, no, that was Spiteful.
That was Spiteful. Yeah. But friends with them. So yeah. I could see.
And then I like these like kind of. This sounds like a pretty cool event. So Slapshot is Rude Hippo. They contract brewed out there.
Okay.
And so does Bucket List. They contract brewed out there. Oh, so there's one of these brand new breweries. Like Slapshot, I would say, is like maybe a year or so old.
Right.
Yeah. You can find their stuff at Beer Bistro all the time, like both locations.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think they're going to start canning pretty soon, too.
Cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that because I haven't been over to Beer Bistro in a little bit, but I haven't seen their beer. Yeah. Too many other places. Emporium, I think, has it every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, they got a new rye pale ale out called 1926.
Okay,
so that was the year the Blackhawks were founded.
Okay,
they're like huge Slapshot. They're like huge.
Oh, all right, yeah, that like makes huge. Sense. And that makes sense why Beer Bistro has it on because Bob's a huge Blackhawks
hockey
fan.
Fanatic.
Right? Oh wow! All right, it's clicking. Okay.
Yeah, so that's Sunday. That's going to be at noon. And they're at 3223 South Collins, so that's in Little Village, southwest of downtown.
Nice. Okay.
That's Sunday. Do we got anything else for Sunday?
I don't have anything.
No. I think we should just fast forward since we're going to be out next week.
Fast forward? Okay.
Yeah, we're going to fast forward to August 23rd.
Seems so far away.
Yeah. So this is next Saturday. We got two big events. The biggest one's probably going to be the Midwest Brewers Fest.
Okay.
Out in Plainfield. Yeah, so this is a fundraiser for the Plainfield Riverfront mm-hmm. Association. Yeah, this is really big Plainfield party. And they do it right along the river. It's actually like the way it's laid out is really nice.
Okay. Yeah, do they do this every year? Is this like an annual event?
Yeah, so I would say this is maybe the fourth year of this one. I think they're one of those festivals that really listen to people's concerns and, so, like, the brewers couldn't drink one year, so which is kind of weird. Like, brewers can't drink. They made the beer, and they can't fucking drink. I don't get that. But okay. So the brewers couldn't drink one year. So now they put in an option where, hey, you can drink, and then we'll provide volunteers to pour your beer so that you can drink comfortably kind of thing.
Okay.
Which is still kind of like a suburban way of looking at it, right? Like,
yeah, I guess I'm sure a lot of the brewers are just like, whatever.
Right. They're like... Right, so that's the Midwest Brewers Fest.
That's and so tickets are $45 for general admission. There's like a VIP for $65. There's shuttles that go from the metro station to the event. I think it's like $10 or $15. Yeah, you can even get a designated driver ticket for $5 too. So, which is always nice for some of the suburban events where
Things are like really spread out. Yeah. Well, that's the point, right?
It's the suburbs. Yeah. You want your space, man.
You know, I need a backyard, man, so I can plant some hops, man.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, August 23rd, check that out. And then also the same day,
the Beer, Bacon, and Sports Festival at Union Station.
Oh, okay.
Now, this is the second one of those.
You went to the other one. I remember you talking. Or was this a different Union Station event?
No. This was that one.
Okay.
It was ridiculously fun. It was really fun.
Okay.
I mean, it was a craft beer event, you know. But it was one of those events. All the events at Union Station, we'll start there. All the events at Union Station are kind of those events where it's not really for... It's for newbies, for lack of a better term. It's for people who, you know, they want to know more about craft beer and they want to sample all these craft beers so they can go to the store and find out what they like.
Mm-hmm. But it's also for some people who just don't care and they're there to drink and, as many beers as they can
and
in that time.
There is a large percentage of people there that just want to get smashed for Saturday night.
Okay.
I was trying to find another way to phrase that, but I don't think there is. We see some of these cats on the brew bus. Yeah, they're just like there's a that kind of mentality.
Sometimes you gotta roll that way. Just be like, this is it, man. I'm going all out. I'm trying every beer here tonight.
And after this, we're gonna go do Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, just so you know what kind of party this is.
Okay,
it's cool. What I like about Beer, Bacon, and Sports is that they do have a lot of people that a lot of the restaurant venues come out and they really do try to be creative about bacon dishes. And then everybody wears like these throwback sports jerseys. And there's like these, you know, jock jams blasting all day.
Awesome.
You know, it's very bro-tastic. You know, it's good. I mean, it's good. It's good fun.
And so, how does the bacon fit in?
I think everybody who is a restaurant vendor is encouraged to bring some sort of bacon dish.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then the name of the company, I think, is Bacon Sports.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah. So, that's how it works. It's the Beer, Bacon, and Sports Festival.
Also, August 23rd.
Yeah.
Well, I think that does it. Man, the calendar, I feel like, is light. I guess everyone, like, went to Great Taste and was like, all right, break. We got Oak Park. Take it easy and, you know.
Slow it down a little bit because August is there's stuff going on like really heavy all August.
Yeah, usually. So I don't know what's up with this week. I guess, you know, we're going to go out of town and drink elsewhere.
Right. Everybody else is probably the same. Like, you know what? It's going to be fall pretty soon. We're getting out of here.
Take those vacations before school starts back and,
you know,
get to it. Well, before we get out of here, Nick, how can people find you or get in touch?
Hey, man, I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And you can follow me on Twitter. It's at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. And then our Facebook page, /Chicago Beer Pass. Like I said, we post events there as we find them. And some stuff we talk about here, other things, you know, we don't have time to. Or they pop up too late. And then the website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher. Like us up. Leave us a review. You know, always helpful. And that'll do it for this week's episode.
Safe travels, man. We're getting out of here.
Later.